Welcome to the Business L&K podcast. This is Lincoln's platform for exploring the people, places, and programs that make our city unique. We're joining you from the podcast studio sponsored by AOI. I'm Kathy Anderson, Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at LPED, the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development. And joining me today, I'm so excited to have Claudia Munoz-Najar in our office. And she is the CEO and co-founder of Build Moss. Claudia, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Yes, and this is a triple stack today because Claudia is recording with me, and then she's going to record in Spanish with my colleague, Anjanita. And then tonight we have Latino Connect featuring Build Moss. So
yes,
what a day.
I know.
Yes.
We packed everything into one day.
yeah, as we do, you know. And, you know, tell me a little bit more. Let's take our listeners back to the inception of Build Moss. You know, tell us about the big vision, you know, what you're building, who it serves, or why you decided to start it.
Yeah. So I was, I moved to Nebraska almost 4 years ago from Peru. And I took some time off. And when I started looking of what to do next, talking to different people in the startup ecosystem, they told me about the Hispanic community in construction. It was the first time that really I heard about it. And I'm like, I was intrigued. And I met with somebody that told me that the Hispanic businesses in construction, they are late adopters, I would say, or non-adopters of technology. And that's the reason why they feel behind. And it's just a vicious cycle that never ends. I'm like, oh my God, I felt like really connected to the problem. It's my community. So I'm like, I think we can help them. But I had no background in construction. So I enrolled at the University of Nebraska customer discovery class, and in interview number 7, somebody suggested I meet Armando, my co-founder, and that's how everything started. And Armando is very connected to the construction community, and he teaches, and, you know, he founded the United Hispanic Contractor Association. So I'm like, okay, this is perfect. And he said, yes, I know the problem exists. I've been trying to work on it, but he has other businesses as well. So let's see if we can work together. And that's how everything started. And I think the reason why we continue is because Hispanics, the construction industry, 75% of the construction industry workforce speaks Spanish. And to this day, we cannot find a solution that is bilingual, no, for the Hispanic businesses. So that's where we fit in.
Hear, hear. And they, just as part of this conversation, that truly being bilingual is very important. It's not just having a site that can be put into Google Translate. It's truly a site that is built from the ground up, knowing this is how all of the Spanish words and the user interface fit together, and here's how the English fits together, if I'm
yes,
understanding correctly.
Yes, yes. And it's something that if the business is comfortable using English, they can do it in English. So we can actually target the small business English speaking later. Currently, we're focused on the Hispanic market. So if they don't feel comfortable with English, because the majority of them is not their first language, they can do the whole process of creating an estimate and an invoice in Spanish, and just choose to send it to the customer in English, which is something unique, I think, that nobody has addressed before. And also simplicity of use is huge. There are few things that are very important for the target market, but definitely the bilingual is an important element.
And tell us about the market. And going back to the intro to customer discovery, we have to give a shout out. Who was that led by?
Joy Eakin.
Yes, yes. Props. That program has helped a lot of companies get a
yes,
firm start based in customer discovery. So
yes,
hat tip to Joy Eakin. But back to the market, is there, you know, you said maybe this technology isn't being leveraged by a lot of the contractors. Are you seeing some indications that that will move quickly now that your solution, which is more of the right solution, is getting in their hands? You know, like, are you seeing indications that people are hungry for technology?
I think so. So we had a couple of insights. There was one person that I was doing a demo that he said, I was asking him how he found us. And he said that he found us through Facebook, because it's basically the main platform currently that we get customers from, prospects, I would say. And he said, you know, I almost gave up on softwares. I tried everything.
Right.
When I saw that this was in Spanish and then I could communicate to the customer in English, I'm like, well, this is my last resource, basically, you know? I'm like, so I think they're hungry for this bilingualism. I don't know if that's a word.
It's useful. We'll coin it today. Yes.
So definitely they're hungry. They're hungry for a solution. I will say another insight that we have, because through Bill Maas, we want to teach them how to charge, mm-hmm. how to create an estimate, not how much the estimate should be. No? But another insight that we had in the recent weeks is not everybody wants to learn. So we've also developed another tier pricing level where we will do the estimates for them. Because some people are very busy. They're like, I don't want to learn. I just want the estimate to be done. So that's an insight that we are currently developing, I will say.
Yeah.
Which is like, let's use the software, mm-hmm. And we'll do it for you.
That's a great insight and a great offering, because it's still aligned with your mission.
Yes.
Empowering these people, and you get to incorporate that into your business model and your revenue model and see how it all fits together.
Yes.
That's great. Yes. So glad to hear it.
I know. It's exciting. And we also develop another tier pricing that we haven't even started, but it's more like for more complex bidding, that we can work on a per hour basis. Using Bill Maas or other softwares, to be honest,
sure.
as well.
And tell us about the launch. You know, how did you put that together? How's it gone since?
So it was a long time waiting for the launch. You know, when you create a startup, and I think everybody that has gone through this journey, you want I thought I was going to launch in December of last year.
Right.
So, but things happen. Things take double or triple the time that you plan to take, no?
Yep.
So then we were there. So we were really planning it to, we did a little soft launch first, and then taking advantage of the United Hispanic Contractor Association monthly meeting. In April, they had it at Turner Construction. It was a very rainy day, but still people came. And we officially launched it to the community here in Omaha, which was, and having Turner with us was great as well. I've been at the Turner Academy, Construction Academy, and I presented there also Bill Maas as a solution for their trade partners that are in the areas where we play. So this has been also a great partnership with Turner.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And speaking of, tell us about Lincoln and the interactions, the expansion in Lincoln. And maybe to hone in that question, how's it been interacting with the Lincoln Chamber?
It's been great. Just having a partner here that we can rely on and use the network that the Lincoln Chamber has, which is huge, is definitely helpful, not knowing anybody in Lincoln, no? Because neither Armando nor I did know people here in Lincoln, other than my kids standing here.
Well, and you're a great networker. Don't sell yourself too short. Because I remember we met at Open Coffee probably a year and a half ago.
Yes. I came for to testify at the Senate.
Yes, I remember.
Yes. So yeah, no, I think it's opening a lot of doors that we didn't know how to. I will say having the support was excellent. Having Latino Connect, it's like, you know, a match made in heaven, I will say. Here, here. So yeah, no, we're definitely very thankful to launch LNK and the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce.
You bet. And Claudia mentioned Launch LNK. Build Moss is a 2025 Launch LNK grant recipient, so a Launch LNK company, and that's what we're talking about today as well. So you bring that up, and I want to mention some other programs and awards that you've won or completed recently. There's the EnMotion Accelerator, powered by Generator, the Pipeline Entrepreneurs Program, the Pathfinder. The Latino Business Action Network's Startup Accelerator at Stanford University. Is there something I missed or more you want to explain on any of those?
No, I think I think that's all. I couldn't do any more.
You're busy, yeah.
But I think being an entrepreneur is a very lonely journey. And I'm a very people person. So I need people surrounding me, or like I need peers to vent and to celebrate all the milestones that we get to. And I think the EnMotion Accelerator program was a great kickoff for us. Really it allowed us to start, I will say, combined with a prototype grant. I will say both of those things were key for us to be able to start. Then Pipeline is a very founder-focused program where you meet other founders. They are very focused on giving you the support and the tools to be able to be a successful founder, which is great. And as part of their motion, I met an investor that recommended to check out Elbon because I had never ever heard about it.
Yeah.
And I checked it out, and it's just having Latino business owners as well feels like a great complement to this journey, you know, to be able to rely on them. And it's been great. The educational part, you know, Stanford curriculum was great, very intense. But now that we graduated, the network, that the doors that are opening for us, I will say, I think is the most, both at Elbon, Launch LNK, Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, Pipeline, it's all about opening the doors for you, the doors that you want to be open, I will say, and not feeling lonely in the journey.
That's a good way of saying it, right? Each program has its unique strengths, and you need all of them to propel you forward. Yeah. And what's something big that you're looking forward to?
So currently we're very focused on traction. So we're like heads down, focused on traction and getting the traction to be able to raise our next round. So that's all the focus that we have. It's on that, I will say. So I've seen grow over the last 3 or 4 weeks, which is great.
Yeah.
We hire a new salesperson that has made a huge difference as well.
Congrats.
Oh, we had to lay off another one. Like, you know, part of the journey.
Yes.
But I think we're finding our rhythm. We're still trying different things out. We're gonna try more TikTok. Mm. We hired a consultant that is helping us set all that up. And I think just heads down, traction. That's all. So I think regarding that, the help that we need currently is connections to not only small business Hispanic contractors, but associations that work with them. We're going on Wednesday, we're going to Fremont. They have a chamber monthly meeting as well, where we know that the Latino business owners are very engaged. So we're going there. And then in August, I'm going to be in Grand Island with Sandra, with the UNL Latino Business Fair as well.
Wonderful.
Yes. So we're using all the state resources, but we're hoping also to go to Texas in October. There is a Hispanic Contractor Expo. That is, I think, is perfect too for us to at least go as, probably not as to show Build Moss, but just to see how it is.
Right. lots of those conversations, almost continuing customer discovery and meeting your users. So you've mentioned, expos, chambers of commerce, the event with Turner. Yes, so you're looking for those channels, also direct connections to Hispanic contractors.
Yes.
And what is, you know, if someone's listening to this and they say, I wonder if this person I know would be a good fit. What, you know, in this early stage, who is a spot on somebody who probably would jump on the platform right now and be an early user?
So our, thank you for that. Our ideal customer profile is a trade contractor, not a general contractor, because we cannot do it. We cannot do a general contractor estimate yet.
Right.
So
but
it's
painting.
So we have the trades that we currently have available are painting, interior, exterior, drywall, flooring, ceiling, and siding.
Great.
Anything that is square footage, like an area, no? Like width times length. Mm-hmm. We have that template available. And coming soon, we have concrete, because it's a lot of concrete trade. We have almost 80 opportunities for concrete trade contractors that we cannot currently serve. Yeah. And then roofing is something that also we're going to incorporate with a connection. We need to integrate to a that's a little more technically challenged, because we really need to integrate to a takeoff tool to get the measurements correct for roofing.
I see. Great.
So, but those are the things that are coming for product, I would say.
That's a great roadmap.
Yes.
And yes, that's great. So we know who to connect you with and how to help you and build Moss. And I hear you have an exciting webinar coming up.
Yes. So we started with webinars in May. And it's been a great tool to not only educate our target market, but also to recruit prospects. So we are launching a series of how to sell your construction services online.
Great.
So we have the first series of the webinar is on July 29th on Tuesday. We do them at 7 p.m. Central Time, which seems to be working for the Pacific Time and the Eastern Time very well. And every other week, every 2 weeks, we're going to have the three other. So it's going to be, July 29, August, I'm not remembering the dates correctly, but every 2 weeks.
Very good.
On Tuesday night.
And of course, people can find this on the Build Moss website.
Yes, at buildmoss.pro, www.buildmoss.pro, or we have a Facebook page. We also transmit, we do Facebook Live on the webinars. We do them through Zoom, but we also transmit them live on Facebook.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's all very exciting. Thank you so much for joining me for this conversation. And thanks to the audience as well for joining us. This has been Kathy Anderson at LPED and Claudia Munoz-Najar with Build Moss.
Thank you.